Fetterman, It's a Good Thing That Migration is Remaking Texas. By Neil Monroe on November 3, 2024. Immigration is remaking the nation, and that is a good thing. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, told media host Joe Rogan on Saturday. Undeniably, immigration is changing our nation, Fetterman told Rogan, adding. I haven't spent a lot of time in Texas, but it's very clear that immigration has remade Texas. And I think, generally, it's for a good thing. Many Democrats hope and expect the rising number of poor Latino voters in Texas will turn the state blue, thus giving Democrats a lock on presidential elections for many years. Watch, aerial view of giant Biden-Harris migrant release shelter near Texas border. Fetterman's admission came 2 days after Sen. J.D. Vance said migration is turning the democratically run states into one-party governments. I'm a conservative Republican, Vance told Rogan, adding, because of what Ronald Reagan did in the 1986 amnesty, California is now effectively a permanently blue state. Post-1990 immigration has turned many states and cities into Democratic-dominated districts, including New Jersey. But Donald Trump's populist pitch is pulling many blue state voters back into the GOP column, including many voters in Fetterman's Pennsylvania. Fetterman zigzag. In the two-hour interview, Fetterman portrayed himself as both pro-migration and pro-enforcement. My wife's Brazilian, her family was undocumented, and she was 7 years old when she was brought here. I'm the big jest, pro-immigration guy that there was. It also has to be true that we need a secure border, and we have to work this out. I wouldn't have the beautiful family that I have if it wasn't for challenges and issues with immigration. And, I do think immigration is really one of our secret weapons. I think that's what makes America so strong. Fetterman declined to say how many migrants citizens should annually accept alongside the arrival of roughly 3.6 million American births. But he slammed President Donald Trump's promise to enforce the popular deportation laws that allow border enforcement. It's also un-American to round everybody up who, in the vast majority of them, are just living legal lives and doing a lot of the jobs that other people here would never do. I think we can agree on that. Then he complained that a political compromise is difficult to build. We've got to figure this out. I'm not going to demonize the Republicans and say that you're xenophobic. The second you start calling somebody xenophobic, the conversation is going to shut down. A serious conversation requires serious people. Also, that's when you talk about unlimited money. By lobbyists, I had gigantic billboards saying Fetterman equals open borders, and of course, it was never true. Moreover, Fetterman said he voted to support the deceptive February 2024 border bill, which opened the border to a vast, regulated inflow of migrant consumers, workers, and renters. Watch. Vice President Kamala Harris has promised to sign the border bill, as well as a 2021 bill that would have amnesties millions and accelerated the inflow of chain migration migrants. A recent study of her plan suggests she will import 12.3 million migrants from 2025 to 2028. Fetterman also showed his lack of knowledge as he defended Joe Biden's flood of economic migrants into workplaces and communities in Springfield, Ohio. That was all a legal situation, that was amnesty. Excuse me, and that's because Haiti was, in a terrible situation, he said. At least half of the 500,000 Haitian migrants illegally crossed the southern border. In reality, Biden's policy of extracting Haitian migrants, including many police, teachers, and doctors, for use in the U.S. economy has worsened the poor country for the 10 million left behind Haitians. Fetterman excused the migrant inflow by saying migrants are doing the most incredibly difficult and violent kind of jobs. Watch, Fetterman. Harris saying you own what happens in your administration doesn't apply to her on the border. But the jobs Americans don't want claim ignores the reality that at least 5 million working-age American men are being ignored by employers. They are being ignored because it is more profitable for CEOs to exploit the government-delivered flood of desperate, healthy, indebted, compliant migrants. The millions of ignored Americans who have dropped out of the labor force know they cannot get decent wages in sectors that have been transformed by employers' eagerness to hire low-status illegal migrants. Those transformed sectors, that once relied almost entirely on Americans, include construction and agriculture, and increasingly, trucking. Moreover, many employers also prefer migrants over Americans because the migrants do not demand expensive workplace machinery, such as farm equipment, modern construction techniques, or automated production lines. But that productivity-boosting machinery allows national prosperity because it allows ordinary American workers to get more work done each day. In turn, that allows employees to provide higher pay to a wide variety of diligent or lazy, clever and not clever, healthy and unhealthy, Americans. An October survey by Pew Research showed a deep partisan divide over Fetterman's jobs Americans won't do claim. 90% of Kamala Harris supporters justify their support for migration by saying illegal migrants take jobs that Americans do not want. Only 8% of Harris supports, but 37% of Trump supporters say migrants take jobs that Americans would like to have. Watch, Fetterman, Trump definitely has a connection with voters here in Pennsylvania. Similarly, 28% of Harris supporters say legal migrants take jobs that Americans want. Among Trump supporters, 44% say legal migrants take jobs that Americans want. Rogan said he agreed with some of the pro-migration claims. America is a country that was founded on immigration. This is an immigrant country, he said, adding. If we were living in a place that had no hope and no future, and all you had to do is make it to America and you could work, we would all do it. I would do it. You would do it. I bet everybody listening to this would do it if they found themselves in that circumstance. That's the best aspect of it. The worst aspect of it is the Venezuelan gangs are taking over apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado, and San Antonio, Texas. That's the worst aspect of it is that they're letting in gang members. Ambitious people want a better life, Rogan added.